You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, from bad parking to illegal parking, should citizens be deputized thanks to their phones? Should we start taking pictures of, I mean, we already do, you know, when people are double parking at the mall, you see those pictures all over the place. Well, in Winnipeg, city just down the road from us, it's up for debate. Police may be relying on citizens to send them pictures of driving infractions to get a little mail. Do re mi fa so. Imagine you get a ticket in the mail, you get some kind of disciplinary infraction because of a picture that maybe your neighbor sent. Are we going to start narking on each other? We should be narking on this lady who's trying to pass $100 bills. We've got a picture of the lady who's trying to do it in Western Manitoba, and we've got pictures of a real $100 bill and what she's trying to pawn off this morning, okay? This is important stuff. For those lucky enough to come into contact with $100 bills, there are some fake ones that are potentially circulating. How a Winnipeg restaurant was scammed out of $3,000. He was fooled by a guy who played the role of Skip the Dishes. How did that work? Black Friday sale continues until end of business Wednesday, and it has been a busy one. It ends tonight, the final days of the Black Friday sale at Leon's, 40% off Black Tag mattresses, 20% off Black Tag furniture. They've got the door crashers are still in effect, and it's everything from flat screen TVs to mattresses to reclining sofas. And again, you can see them for yourself. All the door crashers at leons.ca. Kind of like this. There it is. There's some door crashers. $4.99 for a 65-inch TV. I can't fit them all in my screen. Go to leons.ca and then visit John and the crew at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Epp Law Office. If you're buying or selling real estate, Epp Law Office are good people to know. They'll take care of all your legal requirements to make sure the paperwork is all done right and so that you can get into your house on time. If you're looking at incorporating, you're going to need some legal assistance with that, and Epp Law Office can help you with that. And maybe wills or estates, you're trying to plan for the future, or you've had somebody pass and you've got a will that, I don't know, the first thing to do with this thing. What am I supposed to do? I need some advice. They've got it for you at Epp Law Office. They are such wonderful people to deal with. Super community-minded, celebrating 5 years this year. Epp Law Office is at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership, getting ready for that big fundraising breakfast on Friday. All pancakes, sausages, all done up by the Crocus Plains Culinary Arts students. And that's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to wrap the show on Friday. I'm going to zip over there right at 9 o'clock. As soon as the tubes are shut down on the live stream, I'm going to zip over there and get some sausages and chocolate dipped strawberries and pancakes and maple syrup. It's all in support of the Brandon Regional Health Center Foundation. And it costs just $12 to check that out. They've got the Tim's Coffee on, and they've got just a variety of breakfast treats available for you. And again, big fundraiser, table set up right in the showroom of Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. And of course, EVs will be there too. But we would love to see you at the breakfast if you can stop on by Friday morning. Make your plans for that. You know, and it's not just you, Bernice. I mean, people are putting, and I joke about coming into contact with $100 bills, but it is that time of year when people are putting them in Christmas cards. Sometimes they're a popular gift, right? It's quick and easy. Here's $100. Merry Christmas. And just make sure that they're real, because these are floating around here. These scammers. What a bunch of scammers. God, I hate scammers. And it's getting worse. Okay, so I'm going to post these pictures on my website at tylerglenshow.com so you can get a closer look, okay? It's important that just scrutinize $100 bills going forward. Be very careful. But again, I know things are busy, especially in the Christmas rush, and so it's quite easy to have those passed along. Now, what happens if you're at a store and somebody tries to pass one of these off, it's important to remember that these may be circulating in the community and the person may be unsuspecting. This does not mean that the individual is the culprit, the one with the printing press at home, if you know what I mean. This person may have gotten the $100 from another person who passes the problem with this. RCMP say the following: politely refuse the note and explain that you suspect that it might be counterfeit. Ask if they have another note and be equally scrutinized of that one. Advise the person to check the note with local police. Inform local police of a possible attempt to pass suspected counterfeit money. And be courteous. Remember that the person in possession of the bill could be an innocent victim who didn't realize that the note is suspicious. And again, I'll have those pictures of the fake and real hundreds on my website at tylerglenshow.com. Still with scammers, poor Winnipeg restaurant. Jesus. So Skip the Dishes calls you. You run a restaurant. They've got some questions for you. You're thinking, well, I'll answer the questions, except it's not Skip the Dishes. This restaurant in Winnipeg was taken for $3,000.
Hello, A&V. May I help you?
A seemingly normal call to A&V Diner from people claiming to be from Skip the Dishes raised some red flags, but appeared legitimate.
I think we're just going to stop here and just acknowledge the fact that this restaurant is in a curling club. How stereotypically Canadian is this? That you can get Skip the Dishes food delivery from a curling club restaurant. God bless Canada. Oh, I love my curling club restaurant so much that I'm watching curling at home. I want the taste of the curling rink, so I want it brought to my couch. Anyway, poor people scammed out of $3,000. Listen how this goes down.
Next thing the owners knew, they were out
$3,000. I said to him, I just got scammed, didn't I? And he hung up on me.
Angelo Cavadas has owned the restaurant with his wife for more than 20 years, spending the last three in Fort Rouge Curling Club.
Just doing beef macaroni soup.
Cavadas says the scammer called him multiple times over the course of a couple days, claiming it was related to app maintenance. During the call, the scammers requested access to his tablet, and before he realized what was happening, he saw them withdraw money from his account.
And I said to him, you know, of course, give me my money back, put it back in my account and so on. And he just ended up laughing and closing the phone on me again.
It's not the first time scammers saying they were with Skip the Dishes have called the business before, but the previous calls were not nearly as convincing. Thankfully for the owners at A&V Drive-In, the restaurant is expected to be reimbursed their $3,000 from the bank. But Cavadas still has a message to other business owners after now experiencing multiple scam calls.
Try to figure it out as they're talking to you. That if it's a scam, too good to be true, it usually is.
A&V Drive-In, not the only restaurant being targeted by these types of scams. That's according to Jay Kilgore with the Manitoba Restaurant and Food Services Association. He says the sector has noticed the issue and is working to prevent any loss for other restaurants.
That is, I'm glad that the bank was able to give them their $3,000 back, but that is not always the case. So what can you do? But you cannot trust anyone. It's awful out there, and it's getting worse because these people don't have to leave their country. They could be off in some foreign land cooking up the grandest scheme imaginable. Can you imagine doing security in a bank or a credit union or any kind of financial institution? I mean, every day they get up thinking, how are they going to scam us out of our cash? So be skeptical. Check, double check, ask for verification. Careful, Sunseekers. That's why I'm sorry. This is a cold day. We should be fun and laughing and stuff like that. And we'll get to that, I promise. But in the meantime, please be careful when you're online, okay? And in the meantime, we'll continue our countdown to the hospital opening of Tim Hortons. When is this going to open? I can tell you it's going to be in December. Now, let's take bets. Will it be December 15th? December 25th? Will it be a big Christmas present for Tim Hortons fans? Will it be a New Year's present? Renovations are quickly being completed at the Brandon General Hospital, the Brandon Regional Health Center Foundation. No, Brandon Regional, what's it called? The BRHC. The Brandon Regional Health Center. So Tim Hortons will be open again in the month of December. We're just waiting on the date and we're watching that closely. And again, thank you to everybody who bought holiday smile cookies. $50,000 raised in 1 week, including $16,000 for the Brandon Humane Society and $12,000 for the Dauphin and District Community Food Bank. Your purchases do make a difference, and thank you again for your continued support, and we'll keep you updated on the hospital, okay? Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-ops. They are your gift-giving headquarters when it comes to things like chocolates for a teacher, or maybe you need a giant bag of candy for that music teacher that has done such a great job for the kids, or maybe a sports coach. They've got a massive selection of chocolates, confectionery items, all kinds of Christmas gift ideas for you at the co-op. Yeah, and quite affordable too. So Taste of Tuesday yesterday was the Holly Jolly Gummy Mix. Man, they come in all shapes and sizes. So check out your local co-op. Again, where the members are the owners. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. And at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, even though it's like 40 below, it's still fun to check out the Clarso Spa. And on Thursday, take your toque. When you go to the Clarso Spa, Thursdays are back. They play music. It's a lot of fun. It'll be rather dark for this Thursday and cold. But with your toque on, you get below those bubbles, and it is fantastic. I highly recommend you check it out. $59, 6 till 10, every Thursday through the month of December at Clarso Nordic Spa at Elkhorn Resort. And again, filled with family fun activities at Clear Lake through the Christmas season. I invite you to check out their website, okay? Elkhornresort.mb.ca. Look for the activity calendar, and it is jam-packed. So, you know, kids get out of school. Some folks will go up there. They'll be part of the vacation club. Maybe they'll stay at the resort. The bottom line is there's lots going on at the Elkhorn over the holidays. Something for you to keep in mind. Pizza Abilities. This is a place in Southern California. This family is so precious. They opened a pizza joint without any restaurant experience. And they call it Pizza Abilities. Their employees have special needs.
The job is just very hard for someone with special needs.
19-year-old Grace Baker loves making pizzas.
Sauce, cheese, and toppings.
Grace was born with Down syndrome, and when she couldn't find a job, her father, Josh, made a life-changing decision.
I talked to my wife, why don't we just start something on our own? And then the next step was, well, what is she like? And so she loves pizza, she loves people.
Last summer, the Baker family, with no restaurant experience, opened Pizza Abilities in Alpine.
We don't know one thing about this. One thing.
But Amy Baker, Grace's mom, does know how incredible people with special needs are. So at Pizza Abilities, everyone's welcome to work.
We could open probably like 10 locations just here in San Diego, just based on the amount of employees that have been seeking us and looking for jobs. So it's been real inspiring.
Pizza Abilities hires people of all abilities to work side by side. But the Bakers say there's no better feeling than giving someone with special challenges their first job ever.
Tears just start flowing from the kids, like, you mean I'm really hired? Like, so excited. And then you look at their families and they're crying because they see their kid getting to have an opportunity like the rest of us.
I think it's just an outstanding establishment.
Customer Robert Rohrbacher originally came to the restaurant to support the concept, but quickly became a repeat customer.
It's just a good tasting pizza with the pepperoni, the basil.
The Baker family teamed up with Ron Berner. His family owned Nicolosi's, a legendary Italian restaurant.
Smart.
First opened in 1952.
Smart. I started doing this, you know, when I was a kid.
Ron's sharing more than 70 years of recipes with more menu items on the way.
We have our Sicilian mac and cheese, our
oh, that is meatballs. So awesome.
And we're going to start doing some retro nights to bring back Nicolosi's lasagna.
Grace is one of the co-owners of Pizza Abilities. And if you think she's dreaming big,
I'd like to see 250 locations throughout the United States and maybe even in other countries.
Wow.
It's the value of inclusion.
That is so cool.
And abilities rise together is written on the back of every shirt.
That is
this
so
is
cool.
My favorite part of the story.
Getting to eat some
Grace's
pizza.
Grace's favorite pizza without hesitation.
Pepperoni.
And she made this one herself with endless pizza abilities.
Wow.
in the Zevoli Zone.
That's incredible pizza.
Jeff Zevoli.
That is really, really cool. And, you know, they're not the first restaurant to do that. There have been some other restaurants, and in Canada, there have been several examples of folks who have leaned into hiring staff that have special needs. As was demonstrated in that report, you know, they're showing up. They are full of passion. The one complaint I did hear is you have to send them home. No, it's your work day is done. We cannot keep you here past. I want to work more. I mean, what business person does not want to have a staff member that says, please don't send me home. I love being appreciated. Don't send me home. It is so awesome. And she is so beautiful. And that pizza does look good. And isn't that fantastic when you go to a place and you're going there to support them? Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe they're doing something really awesome in the community. And you're there for the cause. You're thinking, I'm just going to support them. This is going to be great. And then you taste and go, holy crikeys. It goes beyond that. Then you're like, okay, this feels so good as a purchase because I'm doing a great thing. And this stuff is really good.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
And we've all seen stupid parkers. Make no mistake, people have double parked, people who have been parked in the handicap zone. They're already taking pictures and shaming people on social media, but now police might get involved.
To crack down on drivers.
City says this would help with enforcement when parking officers are not available or the reported vehicle is moved before a ticket can be written.
Del Sexsmith sees his share of people parked where they aren't supposed to, like in front of a fire hydrant or staying past their allotted time.
Well, people go into a loading zone because they rationalize they're only going to be a few minutes, and they're in 10, 15 minutes, and before you know it, you realize they're actually in violation of the no parking zone.
Oh. Sexsmith says he'd have no problem reporting these types of infractions. In fact, he'd even snap a photo with his phone for proof.
I'm very camera friendly with my phone, and if I knew there was a place it was going that would be taken seriously, I would do it.
This is Officer McNark. Hey, Officer McNark. Hey, he wanted to be a cop when he was a kid and grew up and ended up working for the government. Never did get that job, never did get to carry guns, and now's my chance. I can walk around with my phone, and people who are just a little too long in the loading zone are going to get a picture taken, and they're going to get hauled off to Headingley to be punished. It makes me feel so good to punish the wrongdoers. Punish the wrongdoers.
Do it.
In one day, he might be able to do just that, and a ticket would be issued. As part of their annual business plan, the Winnipeg Parking Authority wants to study a photo-based public reporting system. And based on the photos alone, tickets would be mailed to the vehicle owners. Right now, the city says parking officers are required to investigate violations, and this could free them up. We are in the very early stages of exploring if we could enforce less serious parking violations using public submitted photographs alone. The city also says this measure could help with enforcement when officers are not available or the reported vehicle is moved by the time they get there.
So I guess it's a sense of community accountability, right?
We posed the question to people, yeah. Would they turn in fellow drivers parked illegally?
I hate this idea. I am not condoning people who are parking in handicapped spots, who overstay their welcome in loading zones. I am not saying that at all. What I don't like is people narking on each other, because as soon as we do that, we saw it in COVID, they're going to start turning on each other. And then it's like, I'm going to take a pic. Somebody could be in a loading zone, literally unloading, like a passenger. And I could just think, you know what? This person cut me off. What an asshole. I'm going to take a picture of him and his license plate. And I'm going to say he sat there for an hour. Here are cops. Get him. He's a jerk. I don't know about deputize. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Should we deputize people for law enforcement and have them use their phones as proof?
By taking and submitting pictures.
Would I? That's a good question.
Of course you would. Yeah.
Maybe if I was walking, I don't think I would stop driving to do something like that.
Olivia Olford admits she sometimes parks where she shouldn't because there is not enough on-street parking, so she's against it.
I don't think it's fair to have people penalizing other people just trying to get through their day and park where they have to park.
I am not a fan of this idea. Deputizing your citizens, I think that's wrong. I hope that he gets what's coming to him. If you're a fraudster, if you're a crook, if you're doing something stupid, I just don't like narking on people. Oh, yeah, look at that guy. Uh-huh. Picture. Snap, snap, snap. I'm sending this to Crime Stoppers. You were parked in two spots at once. This one was parked in two spots at once. I think they're jerks, too, for parking in two spots at once. I'm not going to narc on them. But some people are like, oh, that was so good. That was so good. I got to narc on somebody. I feel so powerful. Easy there, Karen. Easy. Kuiper's Family Bakery, you need Christmas goodies. Oh, there's no sense in slaving away in the kitchen, making a mess. They turn out sometimes awkward anyway. And you know what? Let Kuiper's Family Bakery do it for you. From the fresh baked bread to the buns to all those Christmas goodies, they've got it taken care of. And they're the professionals. Let them handle it. You deserve the best. It has been a year. So go to Kuiper's Family Bakery, whether that be today, tomorrow, or next week, or closer to Christmas, and get loaded up on all the goodies you know and love. Because they have decades of tradition baked into every bite. Nothing changes, and normally that's a bad thing, but at your bakery, you don't want it to change because you want it just like Grandma made it, and that's what they do at Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. Sunrise Credit Union, our friends at Sunrise Credit Union have their handy-dandy, super awesome mortgage rate at 3.89%. And they've also got a new promo that just started called Give the Gift of Membership. New members age 0 to 25 will receive a free $5 member share plus a $50 bonus deposit. How awesome is that? And we are soon going to hear who the recipients were for the fall intake of the Building Communities Grant. Do you remember that? The Building Communities Grant, where we were saying, listen, if you're part of a nonprofit group, get this application and they're writing checks to help support people. Coming up today, we will have the announcement. Watch on social media and we'll have more tomorrow on the show. Sunrise Credit Union, Building Communities. They do such a great job. SunriseCU.mb.ca. And finally, Headley's Health Hut. As we get closer to the Christmas break, and if you're in need of gluten-free products, sugar-free products, and again, you want to talk about having really nice stuff for Christmas. It's a special time of year, so you want to make sure that you have got some really nice drinks. And they don't even have to have booze all the time. I mean, they got a great selection of mocktails there. They come in all shapes and varieties. I bought a bottle of tequila for my mom. Absolutely love it. She doesn't drink anymore. She says, like, it's like tequila. You love when they hold the bottle up and go, how the hell do they make this? It tastes exactly like the liquor, but there's no liquor in it. They've got that. They've got specialty foods, vitamins, supplements, protein powders, shakes and drinks, all kinds of vitamins, and of course, supplements. Everything from collagen to multivitamins, all the vitamins from A to Z, and everything in between. For everything that ails you at Headley's Health at 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. This documentary, I think I'm going to be seeing it on the weekend. Whenever there's controversy, whenever somebody says, I'm weird that way, whenever somebody says, don't watch this, you better not watch this, I'm suing because this is unacceptable and should not be seen by anyone. It makes me go, I think I want to see it more. This hit Netflix yesterday. It is the new Sean Diddy Combs documentary done by 50 Cent, and he is upset.
Find somebody that'll work with us that has dealt in the dirtiest of dirty business.
The series contains never-before-seen footage of Combs debating strategy with his lawyers in the days leading up to his arrest in New York last year.
I am going to let you professionals look at the situation and come back to me with a solution.
It also includes video of Combs greeting fans in Harlem. And then saying this about the interaction moments later.
I need some hand sanitizer. Hold on.
I got it. I've been out in the streets amongst the people. Yeah, I gotta take a bath. Like the amount of people that actually I'm coming in contact with, like that's what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like 150 hugs.
Now, Combs' lawyers are demanding Netflix pull the series, threatening legal action, claiming Netflix is using stolen footage that was never authorized for release as part of what they call a shameful hit piece. The series is executive produced by Combs' longtime rival, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, and director Alex Stapleton, who said, quote, "We obtain the footage legally and have the necessary rights," end quote. Before the cease and desist demand was sent yesterday, Stapleton and Jackson sat down with our Robin Roberts to discuss the series.
How do you respond to people who say that it's more about the disdain that you have for Sean Combs than it is for giving the victims a platform?
It's not personal.
The show is not completely the perspectives of people that did not like Sean. Not everyone needed to have an allegation to be a part of this.
Combs is serving 4 years in prison on prostitution-related charges.
So, in other words, he's not going to pull any punches. He's not going to hold anything back, which doesn't make me not want to watch it.
On Netflix now.
Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, 90 minutes south of Brandon. Lots of fun and excitement. Lots of entertainment. Always good times to be had at the Skydancer. Give them a follow on their social media channels if you would, and you'll be up to date on all the latest happenings, including the great concerts that they've got, including the Frontmen coming in March. They have also got CCR Tribute Band coming January the 2nd. New Year's Eve celebration. Ring in the new year at Skydancer with a big New Year's party. Delicious dining and drinks, of course, on December the 31st. You may want to get on booking your room, though, if you want to spend New Year's Eve at the casino. I would think that that's going to sell out really, really quickly. Again, visit the website at skydancercasino.com. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, part of the big breakfast happening on Friday for the Brandon Regional Health Center Foundation. And in the meantime, I bet while you're getting your breakfast, they'll probably do a quick oil change for you at Certified Service Express, where they make a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. Every time you go there, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, from winter tires to oil changes to anything you might need to make your vehicle perfect for peace of mind this winter. See Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. And Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs in Manitoba, where special financing, special pricing from Black Friday is still in effect. Somebody on Facebook say, so if I take a swimsuit, if I show up at 2500 Park Avenue in my bathing suit, will they let me take a dip? And I'm confident they will. Ask for Frank or Devin. And I mean, if you're going to buy a car, you're going to take it for a test drive, make sure you bring a towel, though, and probably a good idea that, you know, you're fully clothed when you show up, because you'll probably use the restroom, you know, change into your gear and then go for the dip. It could be fun. Hot tub party, jacuzzi, hot tubs, jacuzzi, massage chairs. Awesome gift ideas. You know, they've got Harley Davidson glassware. They've got dartboards. They've got all kinds of stuff. So the hard to buy for on your Christmas wish list, check them out at 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon, Creasy Hot Tubs and Billiards, and Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. This is the most sought after grocery aisle when foreigners visit American grocery stores. And no, it is not the cereal section, even though Americans have 300 kinds of cereal to eat. God, they like their cereal. Wow. Cindy says the cookie aisle. It's popular, not number one. Pasta sauce always gets a lot of attention. They have got literally dozens and dozens of brand names of pasta. Oh, Cindy likes the snack aisle. I love their sauces. They have got hot sauce. Buffalo sauce. They got 500 varieties of buffalo sauce. It's incredible. And those are in the top five. This is number one. The coffee creamer section. And the reason we're talking about this is a tweet went viral, and the tweet went something like this. It had this picture, and it says, America has a problem, and it's coffee creamers. OMG, what the F is this? How many GD coffee creamers do you need? Lindy says, high in fructose corn syrup. Oh, no. Oh, no. And it's wizardry because The more popular ones are fat-free, sugar-free. So what the hell is in it then? Okay, so the International Delight Hazelnut Zero Sugar Coffee Creamer Fat-Free Creamer, as an example, lists water, plant-derived oils, thickening agents, artificial flavors, artificial sweeteners, all kinds of tampered with oil water mixtures to give it the sweet, creamy taste, along with milk derived proteins. They are fat free, sugar free, and delightful, but use at your own risk. They are definitely from a laboratory and not from a moo cow. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for sharing part of your Hump Day Wednesday. Stay warm, Sunseekers. Have an awesome day. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.